What's new in business news? October 24th, 2013. Upgrade of farmer loan cards to credit cards. 75,000 more vocational students for infrastructure projects. And rise in non-performing loans, or NPLs. Agriculture. Upgrade of farmer loan cards to credit cards. The state-owned Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives, or BAAC, will upgrade the features of about 10% of its loan cards for farmers to credit cards within 1 year. The BAAC has issued 4.13 million loan cards to farmers with a combined credit line of 63.2 billion baht. The cards, a key Phuthai campaign pledge, offer a credit line for up to 70% of the production value grown by the farmer, with farmers able to pay for fertilizer, seeds, agricultural machinery, and pesticides at participating suppliers using the cards. Each farmer spends about 25,000 baht on average via the cards. The cards allow farmers access to capital at a cheaper rate than loan sharks. An interest rate of 7% per year is charged for overdue amounts and offers a 5-month interest-free period. The bank requires farmers pay their outstanding debts in full within the time frame of their farming operation, typically 1 year. A farmer who fails to meet the payment deadline 3 times is deemed a non-performing debtor. As of September 30th, the outstanding balance for the farmer cards was 17 billion baht, with non-performing loans at 1.9%. Education. 75,000 more vocational students targeted for infrastructure projects. The Education Ministry wants to increase the number of vocational students by 75,600 next year to provide skilled vocational school graduates to meet labor market demand and infrastructure investment plans. Education Minister Chatrawan Chaisen announced his policies to develop vocational education to be comparable to international standards and to increase the ratio of vocational to mainstream students to 51 to 49 by 2015. The ratio of vocational to mainstream students now stands at 36 to 64. The Office of the Vocational Education Commission, or OVEC, O-V-E-C, hopes to increase the vocational component from 36 to 45 in the next academic year. OVEC must encourage 75,600 more Matayom 3, or Grade 9, graduates to further their studies in vocational institutions and is holding roadshows and open houses on vocational education to persuade lower secondary students to study at vocational institutions. More dual education ventures between OVEC and the private sector are also planned. Banking. Non-performing loans rise at banks. Outstanding non-performing loans, or NPLs, for 9 of the 11 set-listed commercial banks rose by 6% between the end of last year and September 30th, a sign that borrowers' debt servicing ability is deteriorating amid the lackluster economy. Tisco Financial Group experienced the largest increase in NPLs, followed by Bank of Ayutthaya, or BAY, and Gyatnakin Bank, or KKP. Among the country's 4 largest banks, the NPLs of Bangkok Bank, or BBL, rose, but the ratio is not expected to exceed 2.5% of total loans. Commercial lenders with a focus on auto loans have seen their bad credit rise at a rapid pace, as the used car market has been distorted from the sharp slump in prices prompted by the government's tax rebate scheme for first-time car buyers. The market is now returning to normal after the tax scheme lapsed at the end of last year. Higher commercial bank NPLs are not a major concern at the moment, as the NPL ratio, the ratio of bad loans to total loans, is still low. Only 5 of the 11 lenders saw their NPL ratio increase from the end of last year. Lenders also have a high provision coverage ratio. That is a measure of money set aside by lenders for potential bad debt losses. Banks set aside funds as a countercyclical buffer against future uncertainty, with coverage ratios more than 70% of NPLs.